This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A panel of outside advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has recommended emergency use of Moderna's coronavirus vaccine. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
A second COVID-19 vaccine has been endorsed by a government advisory panel. After 7 hours of debate over technical details, the Food and Drug Administration advisory panel has voted 20-0 with one abstention to greenlight the vaccine from Moderna and the National Institutes of Health. Panel member Dr. Paul Offit.
We can feel pretty comfortable that this vaccine is going to have a benefit that lasts for more than the 3 months or so that we've studied it.
The FDA is expected to grant emergency use authorization for the Moderna vaccine quickly. Vaccinations with the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine began earlier this week in the U.S. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Thursday appealed to rich nations to support the purchase of coronavirus vaccines for poor countries and to refrain from hoarding the doses for themselves. Speaking to reporters after meeting with Germany's foreign minister, Guterres said that some countries have bought more vaccines than several times the volume of their population.
Governments have the obligation to protect their peoples, but they cannot protect their peoples if other peoples are not protected.
Guterres warned that it is in all countries' interests to ensure broad immunization because, in his words, nature always strikes back. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose again last week to 885,000, the highest weekly total since September, as a resurgence of coronavirus cases threatens the economy's recovery from its springtime collapse. Before the coronavirus erupted in March, weekly jobless claims had typically numbered about 225,000. You can find more on our website.